This tall carved headdress with blue horns has two faces. They're both incredibly lifelike, with smooth, taut-looking skin. One face represents a man, and the other a woman. Only a man would have worn this headdress. Even so, it symbolically says that man and woman are one. Notice the designs on each face. They're painted beauty marks that look like tattoos. They were worn by the peoples who live near the Cross River, along the border between Nigeria and Cameroon. Spectacular masks like this once belonged to initiation societies in the Cross River area. Nearby, you'll see another headdress shaped like the head of a ram with curling horns. Both of these Cross River headdresses were made out of carved blocks of wood. Then the mask makers soaked antelope skin in water. They stretched the soft, wet skin over the wood and held it in place until it dried and got hard. Why did these artists use animal materials like skin and horn? If you're curious, press the green play button now.